favourite moment in the royal wedding was watching Meghan Markle walk down the aisle under her 5-metre-long veil, accompanied by one of the most ravishing of Handel's arias, Eternal Source of Light Divine. This work was written by the 27-year-old Handel in 1713, when he'd only recently arrived in England. Queen Anne's birthday was approaching, and an ode was required. The work celebrates not only the Queen's birthday, but also the successful negotiations which led to the Treaty of Utrecht and the resultant end of the War of Spanish Succession. The ode's refrain announces, "The day that gave Anne birth, who fixed a lasting peace on earth?" Eternal Source of Light Divine, the opening aria in the ode, is a dialogue between singer and trumpet. The word eternal is treated melismatically and spreads over 4 bars in a decorative and distinctly operatic style. The vocal line is then imitated by the trumpet. The influence of Purcell is evident and was marked by contemporary writers, including Thomas Tudway, a friend of Purcell. He thought the style of the ode was too theatrical and wrote, "Mr. Purcell keeps a nobler and more elevated style and has not so much of ye flutter, etc." It's those flutters and etc.'s that make this work so remarkable. The opening aria was written for the famous alto Richard Elford and possibly the fine court trumpeter Valentine Snow. The birthday ode was performed at court on the 6th of February 1713 by the royal musicians and the singers of the Chapel Royal. But it seems that the 48-year-old queen never heard her ode, as she was very ill that month, and she died 18 months later. 305 years later, this mesmerizing work has been heard at a royal occasion and transmitted across to all corners of the globe. Here is Eternal Source of Light Divine, sung by Easton Davies, with Alison Balsam playing the baroque trumpet.
Thank you.
That was Handel's Eternal Source of Light Divine, sung by Easton Davies with Alison Balsam on the trumpet. FMR.